This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I've received some questions about the title of this program. And in the almost 30 years I've been here, I haven't had that. And it's interesting to me that all of a sudden six or eight people decide they want to ask me about that. I mean, they wrote to me and said in terms of liking the title and it fits and the theme, they like the theme and all that sort of thing. So I thought I'd tell you about that. About 50 years ago, Martin Williams had a program called The Art of Jazz. And I can't remember the station in New York, but we got it out here through KRAB, Crab Radio. And I listened to his program, and he is, without any reservation, my favorite jazz presenter. And writer. I was reading him in the Saturday Review. I don't know how many of you remember that wonderful magazine, but he wrote in that, among others. Enjoyed it until it went away. And long ago, matter of fact. And so I wrote him a letter, and I said, that I appreciated the work that he did, and so on and so forth. Anyway, one thing led to another. 1982... I'm here on KPLU, and I wrote Mr. Williams a letter and asked his permission to use the title, and he said, of course, and he was flattered and so on and so forth. And I've kept all those letters and corresponded with him about all kinds of things. And I remember the effect that he had on me. I was listening. He was talking about Charlie Parker. And he said, Parker had no choice. And I thought, my goodness, let me think about that. And so I did. And went on into philosophy and so on and so forth. But it was an ear-opener, if you will. And so that's the story behind the name of my program, thanks to Martin Williams. Cleo Brown, 1935.
Goodness gracious me, I'm so excited, I'm so delighted. There's a reason for my gaiety, my hoddy hoddy gaiety. Goodness gracious me, looky looky looky, here comes Cookie walking down the street. Looky looky looky, I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he takes a cake. When he's near my lips, say oh, my heart says oh, tra-la-la. When he kisses oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a fix my tie. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high on high, sweetest funky cry. Walking down the street, looky looky, I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet. Ooh, looky looky, here comes Cookie, what a lucky bride. Looky looky, I call him Cookie, cause he takes a cake. When he's near, my lips say oh, my heart says oh, tra-la-la. When he kisses oh, it's TNT for two. Looky looky, here comes Cookie, gotta fix my tie. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high, oh my, sweetest honky tonk. Sunny Caroline, any place is heaven down below that old Mason-Dixie line. You take the east, take the west, take the north, I'll take the south. Thank you.
away. Take the now, but babe, I'll take the sound. You take the L's, take Paris. As for me, I'll take the sound. Cause every little swallow in the trees have packed the nest and gone. You can bet your life I'm gonna follow that swallow. From now on, you take the east, take the west, take the north. Baby, give me the south.
Brown, her piano, her voice. Artie Bernstein playing string bass. Perry Botkin on guitar. Gene Krupa on the drums. Here Comes Cookie, written by Matt Gordon. I'll Take the South, written by Ray Clagis and Jack Palmer. Decca Records, 1935. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Charles Wright Academy, serving college-bound girls and boys grades pre-K through 12 with a student-teacher ratio of 8 to 1. CWA believes that inspired minds grow forever. Campus tours available for parents and students. Details at charleswright.org.
I'm getting sentimental over you. I'm going to chase that. Starting 1951 with Earl Bostick. The music was written by George Baseman. And his good friend Ned Washington did the lyric. And so the story goes, he wrote the lyric in about 5 minutes. Those things do happen. Earl Bostick. Alto saxophone, Clarence Reed vibes, Cliff Small piano, Keeter Bests on string bass, Rene Hall guitar, Jimmy Cobb on drums. I'm getting sentimental over you.
Thank you.
Bostic, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, 1951 for King Records. Now the information about it became the theme of trombonist Tommy Dorsey. And the first recording of it by him as that was done in 1935 for Victor Records. The arrangement is by an alto saxophonist, clarinetist in the band by the name of Nani Bernardi, and it is breathtaking. It is so simple and beautiful in that sense. And being a saxophonist, he writes a passage in this for the saxophone section, which is quite something. And a little piano passage in here is Paul Mitchell. Trombone soloist, of course, is Tommy Dorsey. 1935, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Tommy Dorsey, 1935, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, his theme, composition George Baseman. And as I said, the arrangement done by alto saxophonist clarinetist Nani Bernardi and that section just really wonderful because of his simplicity. Those people involved at that point, Sid Stoneburn, clarinet and alto, Bernardi alto, Clyde Rounds alto and tenor, and Johnny Van Epps on tenor saxophone. Finally, Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie, Hollywood, 1979, so we might hear the lyric, the poetry, of Ned Washington.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear the call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say and do just thrill me through and through, and I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me, 'cause I'm getting sentimental. Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. For certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just. just you I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Fitzgerald and Count Basie, 1979 in Hollywood for Pablo Records. I'm getting sentimental over you, so we might hear Ned Washington's lyric. Arrangement by Benny Carter, and also Carter arranged for them Ain't Misbehavin', written by Thomas Fats Waller, lyric by Andy Rezav. And, there's an interesting connection between Waller and Basie. They were born the same year, I think 1904. And the Lincoln Theater in Harlem was showing silent films, and a 16 or maybe 17-year-old Tom Waller was playing the organ for the silent films, and coming across from Red Bank, excuse me, was Bill Basie, who would sit behind him. Never did watch the movies, just watching Waller. Finally, Thomas Waller turned around and said, come on up here and sit in the bench by me. And he said, now just watch my feet, because the bass part on the big organs like that is on the bars of wood. Touch them with your feet. And Basie talked about that and how much he learned from Waller, and you listen to the style of piano that Waller just played for you and Ain't Misbehaving. I mean, the Basie did, that's just pure Waller. Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
homegrown sustainable sandwich shops featuring all natural, local, and organic ingredients located in Fremont, Upper Queen Anne, and Capitol Hill, offering catering and tote lunch deliveries for business lunches and private parties. Online ordering and info at eathomegrown.com/catering.
I'd like to do something for Ned Washington, the great lyricist. We've been hearing of his work with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. All that you're going to hear now has to do with his association with the composer Victor Young. So all the pieces that I talk about now for the next few minutes have to do with Victor Young's music and, of course, the poetry of Ned Washington. Tony Bennett now wants to come in and tell you a few words that Mr. Washington gave to him.
The scene is set for dreaming. Love's knocking at the door. But oh my heart, I'm reluctant to start, for we've been fooled before. The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart, how white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart, there's a line between love and fascination. It's hard to see on an evening such as this, for they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. This time it isn't fascination nor a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, My Foolish Heart, written by Victor Young, and lyric by Ned Washington. Berkeley, California, 1975 for Fantasy Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Lake Washington Vascular Surgeons, whose staff is committed to caring for their patients while applying the latest advancements in vascular treatments to a wide range of vein and artery conditions. More information at lkwv.com, because vein health is part of total health.
It's logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're near a heaven on Mother Earth green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So just laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's only one beneath the sun that's bound to make you feel that way. This sun is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Wiley and the Casa Loma Orchestra, 1934 for Brunswick Records, Victor Young, Ned Washington, 100 years from today. Claire Austin now, 1955.
We were so in love day love started. Who would think that we would soon be parted? I just can't believe it's true. I make this appeal to you.
talk it over. Let's talk it over before you tell me you're through. Can't we sit together and figure whether this is the right thing to do? I hate the thought of spending nights all alone, missing the thrill of nights that we've known. Can we talk it over before it's over, before you whisper goodbye forever? Let's talk it over.
I think she was born in Yakima. I'm not absolutely sure of that. Spent a lot of time in Tacoma and a lot of time in Seattle. And there in Los Angeles, 1955 for Contemporary Records. Can't We Talk It Over? Victor Young, Ned Washington. Bob Scobie played the trumpet. Stan Reitzman on piano. Barney Kessel guitar. Morty Korb on string bass. And Shelly Mann playing the drums. Claire Austin, 1955. She's interesting to me because she's able to sing that style, a ballad, and just get down on some blues stuff. It's chilling, actually, wonderful stuff. Finally, in celebration of Ned Washington, the lyricist, and Victor Young, the composer, and their collaboration. Here's Chris Connor, 1954, followed by Miles Davis, 1964.
The sun arrives sings through years of endless springs, the murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's delicate is all of these and more. She's everything that you'd adore. Tide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's galloped by starlight and not a dream. She's all of these and more. She's everything that you'd adore. She's everything that you'd adore.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stella by Starlight, written by Victor Young, lyric by Ned Washington. And Chris Connor, 1954, for Bethlehem Records, up first, with the Vinnie Burke Quintet behind her. Ronnie Aldrich on flute and clarinet, Don Burns accordion, Joe Puma on guitar, Vinnie Burke string bass, and Art Mardigan playing the drums. Then Miles Davis at Philharmonic Hall, 1964. Of course, his trumpet. George Coleman, a wonderful tenor saxophonist. Herbie Hancock, piano. Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on the drums, and their version of Stella by Starlight. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Sarah Vaughan with John Kirby, followed by Coleman Hoggins.
To me, look here,
I tremble with such fright. See here, you'd better hold me tight. I never shook this way before. So kiss me, baby, make me shake some more. You whisper so soft and I grow fearful. Each time you give my heart a tender earful, I go around in circles like a weather vane. And then you send me like a jet propulsion plane. I'm scared, I show it in each sigh. I'm scared, I'll bet you'll wonder why. My knees are knocking so nervously. I'm scared to death that someday you'll stop loving me. Thank you.
set of four for you. The first two by Sarah Vaughan with John Kirby's orchestra. 1946 for Crown Records. I Can Make You Love Me, written by Peter DeRose and Bob Russell. And I'm Scared by Ernst Levine and Ben Singer. Clarence Brereton played the trumpet and Buster Bailey clarinet. Russell Procope, alto saxophone. Billy Kyle doing the arranging and playing the piano. Kirby on bass and Bill Beeson playing the drums. Then Coleman Hawkins in Los Angeles, 1945 for Capitol. It's the Talk of the Town, written by Jerry Livingston. And Bean Soup. The joke is that one of Coleman Hawkins' nicknames was Bean. So he wrote that, Bean Soup. And he took the harmonic structure of T for Two as the basis for that composition, which was really just kind of riff tune. That it. Based on Howard McGee, trumpet. Hawk on tenor. Sir Charles Thompson on piano. Alan Roos, guitar. John Simmons on bass. And Denzel Best playing the drums. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the UW Foster School of Business, offering work-compatible MBA programs to fit professionals' career goals, passions, and schedules. Program rankings and information about Foster MBA options at foster.washington.edu/foster-MBA. MBAs are not created equal.
Now here come three artists who want to perform for you. Red Garland wants to play the piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Arthur Taylor. And it's on the drums, and the year is 1958.
Thank you.
Garland Trio. 1958 for Prestige, Paul Chambers bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Rain, written by Eugene Ford, Summertime by George Gershwin, and Stormy Weather by Harold Arlen. Red Garland Trio, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a vision of helping families in conflict. At Seattle Divorce Services, Mimi Busher understands how stressful divorce can be and helps clients with children achieve safe and positive futures. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
I talk about requests, and I always want you to send in yours. Call me or email, whatever way, mail a letter. I got a couple of them last week. And, you know, specify what you'd like to hear. And include your name. I get a lot of them, and I understand that the privacy idea. I understand also the fact that, you know, you just want to say that this is what I want to hear. So I can't really say your email address. I mean, I could. Bananas.com wants to hear, you know, whatever it might be. But it seems that the Stan Kenton group out there is very much filled with energy and happy to say their names and all that. And there were 57 of them last count. And leading off with Dorothy in Austin, Texas, all the way down to Philip, who lives outside Minneapolis, he said. Which is fine. But they all wanted to hear Kenton from the early 50s, and particularly the work that Bill Holman and Bill Russo did for Kenton. So for you and for the many people who communicated with me their desire to hear it, this is Stan Kenton.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton, 1954, for Capitol Records. In Los Angeles, of course. And there'll be more of that. And we heard Have a Havana. Bill Holman. If I say their name, it doesn't mean I don't have to say arranger and composer, because that's what they are. Featuring Sam Nodo on trumpet and Bacchante, Bill Russell, Russo. Frank Rosolino on trombone, Charlie Mariano on alto, and Candido on conga. Have a Havana and Bacchante. Stan Kenton right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the Master of Science in Nursing, preparing clinical nurse leaders, family nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, and nurse educators. Designed for the working adult with full and part-time study options. On the web at plu.edu.
As part of the requests that have come in, and I recounted them, it's 54, and I think the phone calls that have come in are half of them. Mabel, who lives in San Diego, said, "You actually did it." This is a request by so many people who wanted to hear specifically Stan Kenton of the early 50s, and more specifically of the work of Bill Holman and Bill Russo as the arrangers and sometimes quite often composers of the compositions going in. And what we heard there, Russo's A Theme of Four Values, Stan Kenton, Bob Fitzpatrick, Kenton piano, Fitzpatrick trombone, a beauty by Russo called Dusk, and I might also say that you should listen to Duke Ellington's composition of Dusk to see how similar in many ways they are. Holman's solo for Buddy, meaning Buddy Childers on trumpet, and the opener by Holman also. Frank Rossellino, trombone soloist, Charlie Mariano, alto saxophonist soloist, and Sam Noto on trumpet. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I want to check my numbers now to continue with this request. First up, Kingfish by Bill Holman.
Thank you.
Stan Kenton, 1954, for Capitol Records, and the work of Bill Holman and Bill Russo. The first two in that set by Holman, Kingfish, featuring Bill Perkins, tenor, Stu Williamson, trumpet, and Davy Shilkraut on alto, Fearless Finley, Sam Noto's trumpet, Dave Shilkraut's alto, and Frank Rossellino's trombone. Then two by Russo, Sweets, named after the great dance hall in Oakland, California. Buddy Childers' trumpet, Milt Gold's trombone, and Shilkraut's alto. And then Blues Before and After, with trumpet work by Sam Noto. And I wanted to mention the rhythm section. There are 20 people in that band. 20 livelihoods. And for many years that way. And Kenton got a lot of people started. I mean, they made names for them and had them out there in the lights. Kenton on piano, Bob Lesher playing guitar, Don Bagley bass, and Stan Levy throughout, all those playing the drums. Capitol Records, 1954. The work of Bill Holman, Bill Russo for Stan Kenton. This is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Squaxin and Island Tourism, presenting Sahuamish Days, February 19th and 20th at the Skookum Creek Event Center in Shelton. The powwow features drummers and dancers from throughout North America, native arts, crafts, and food. Info at squaxinislandmuseum.org.
Now, let's see what's up next. Bill Brunzi, a couple of times, 1956 in Holland, his voice, his guitar, and with his friend on bass, Ransom Noling, in 1951 in Chicago.
For a fact, I love to have a lot of fun. Me, I do. And to me, to play this thing is just fun to me. I don't care what happened. I don't ever get tired, so don't think I do. I don't get tired of playing this thing yet. I got the key to the highway. Yes, I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave tomorrow. Baby, and I sure don't wanna go. I'm going down to the bottom. Yeah, be the one better known. Cause you haven't done nothing yet now, baby, but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yeah, baby, I'll be on my way. Cause I'm gonna walk the old highway, even till the break of day. My rocking chair, though that the blues overtake me. I'm gonna rock away from here. I wanna talk to you, baby. Yeah, baby, before I go, I wanna tell you, baby, Big Bill won't be back no more.
A couple of places, Holland, 1956, and Brunsie's class act Key to the Highway, Columbia Records, in 56, and then with his friend Ransom Noling on bass in Chicago, 1951, for Mercury Records. Brunsie also wrote Hey, Hey, Bill Brunsie. Another kind of guitar player, different style. Same kind of art with John Coltrane, Kenny Burrell.
Thank you. what can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do?
Was I born? Well, you know, you say that. You ask that question when you're a young person, sometimes when you're older. Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane, first, 1958. The composition was by Jerome Kern, written 1929, and lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II. The musical back then, if I remember correctly, was Sweet Adeline. Helen Morgan, I think, had the big hit on it to begin with. Then 1937, Brunswick, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra and his piano and his vocalist Billie Holiday on their version. Buck Clayton had the trumpet and Benny Goodman clarinet and Lester Young tenor, Wilson piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Why was I born? 85, we are. 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
BECU, a not-for-profit credit union that serves over 500,000 members with locations throughout Puget Sound. Anyone in Washington can join. More information is available by visiting BECU.org. BECU, it's more than just money.
And now for Amy, who's been asking me now for a few weeks for this. She heard it when I played it, I don't know, 4 months ago, something like that. And if you're listening, this is for you, Amy. Amy lives in Toronto, and here's Jackie Byrd in Paris, 1971.
Thank you.
call, and she said, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." Oh, wonderful. Well, she wanted to hear Jackie Byard play that, and that's Bugle Call Rag, and Byard was in Paris 1971 for Music of Records, solo piano, Bugle Call Rag. That's my favorite rendition of it. Elmer Schobel, Joe Meyer, and Jack Pettis wrote it. And if you like that, and what he did with it by adding some other interesting compositions to go with the idea, I recommend you listen to Charles Ives, if you haven't, and his compositions. Carlton in Milwaukee wants to hear Fred McDowell, 1959, Freight Train Blues.
I got on that freight train, I tried to beat my way. Lord, that rocks and gravel, Lord, blue roll in my face.
Fred McDowell, his voice and his guitar, 1959 in Como, Mississippi. Library of Congress stuff that was put on, some of it was put on, Atlantic Record issue of 60, 61, somewhere in there. Freight Train Blues, Fred McDowell. Request for Carlton in Milwaukee. Royal Garden Blues coming up, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, Tacoma, offering UW degrees in downtown Tacoma for freshmen, transfers, and graduate students. Details about UW Tacoma's bachelor's and master's degree programs and small campus environment online at tacoma.washington.edu.
Royal Garden was in Chicago. It was a venue, a big one, a grand one. And several thousand people there dancing, listening to the great jazz early on in the 20th century. And sometime, if I have the story straight, sometime in about 1921, the place was, the name was changed to the Lincoln Gardens. Then, in 1924, there was a fire. And of course, it was a terrible thing, and they redid it and came out with a real lavish place, even more so, called the New Charleston for the dance, the New Charleston Cafe. Spencer Williams and Clarence Williams, no relation, wrote Royal Garden Blues. It may have been because of the fire, it may not have been. But Ruby Braff is going to play his cornet, and Ralph Sutton his piano, 1979 for Chaz Jazz, and their version of Royal Garden Blues.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
Muddy Waters, right there for you, to get you warmed up for John Kessler's program coming up when I finish mine. Get you going, and the blues stuff. Well, it's all around us. It's in the music I play, it's in the music he plays. My music is in his music. That's how it is. McKinley Morganfield, as he was known early on. And there, Chicago, 1952, his voice, his guitar, his composition, Hoochie Coochie Man. Little Walter on harmonica. Otis Spann playing the piano. Jimmy Rogers guitar. Big Crawford string bass. And Fred Bello on the drums. And I'd like to take Otis Spann out of that into his own candid performance, 1960. He's on the piano. He's singing. He's aided by Robert Lockwood, Jr. This is a Muddy Waters tune called My Home is on the Delta.
That old bummer road. Well, I'm leaving Chicago. People, and I sure do hate to go. Yes, I'm leaving in the morning. Back down the road. She don't know the shape I'm in. I haven't had no loving. Oh Lord, when God, no wind. me sitting here thinking, wondering why the world she been.
Well, you can get the idea that Otis Spann got what Muddy Waters was giving out when he was playing piano for Muddy early on in the 50s in Chicago. There, Otis Spann, 1960 for Candid Records, My Home is on the Delta, Muddy Waters' tune. Spann's piano and vocal, and Robert Lockwood Jr. playing the guitar with him. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and I'd like to go out with Lionel Hampton.
But my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. Can't you see? She got a form like Venus. I'm not talking Greek. She's my Sheba. I'm her chicken. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you're gone. After you gone away, away, away.
Begin to know the spots you got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby, to loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'm giving my fool self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby. Without you now, some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay, laughing love off that way. Couldn't help you made me that way. Why? Now if I ever found out that just a run around, I don't mean a thing to you. I just take it, baby, loving you the way I do. Yeah.
Hampton, his vibes and sometimes his drumming and always his singing. Hollywood, 1937, Victor Records. Everybody Loves My Baby, Spencer Williams, Jack Palmer. After You've Gone, J.T. Layton and Henry Kramer. I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby, Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner. Ziggy Elman played the trumpet, Vito Musso, the clarinet and tenor, Arthur Rollini, tenor, Jess Stacy, piano, Alan Roos, beautiful guitar there, Johnny Miller, bass, Cozy Cole, drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.